Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. Streaming Plus License, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless, from the Haven of Hope Church.
Oh, I don't care how many times the devil's tried to shut this service down today. The anointing is here.
Yes, thank you, Lord, it is.
Yes. Yes. Change is coming.
Yes.
Change is in the air.
Thank you, Father.
I got it right here, Lord.
Pray, Lord, name Jesus.
Glory. I want you to point yourselves back to the Tuesday night that the Lord gave me a vision about the prism. And the anointing shining down into the prism and in a white laser light and breaking out into seven colors, the colors of the rainbow, representing the seven ministries. And the clamps and the claws of the enemy trying to hold this church down had broken free, and those seven ministries broke free. The Lord's been dealing with me over and over and over about that vision that night. And you will be able to, in the coming times and seasons, be able to go back and point out that night as the night God turned it around.
Yes.
Woo! I feel the Lord. God said He would turn it around. Amen. And He will, oh glory, He'll turn the tables on the enemy. I'm going to go ahead and read my scripture, Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. We have been under the gun. We've been under the attack. We've been under treachery. We've been under the devil's attempts to destroy us and to bring us down. But God's getting ready to break something loose. God said He would turn it around. Philippians 4:19, in which you would stand for the reading of God's word. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Somebody glorify the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can tell that by somebody driving a Tahoe.
Yeah.
You can tell that by somebody driving a Buick.
Yeah.
You can tell that by somebody driving that new Plymouth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God's blessing and breaking through. And all these folks didn't have it. They didn't have it, but God did. Amen. The enemy thought that he could pile it on and pile it on and pile it on, and we were going to get buried under it. And for a little while, he had me thinking we were. But today, today I see a breakthrough. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't just moving my neck, Bob. Glory. The enemy struck me down this weekend. I couldn't move. And it was just as bad this morning when I got up. I couldn't move without going, oh, oh, oh. But praise be unto the living God, he's touched me today. The enemy is a liar. Stretch your hands this way and pray for me today. My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I approach your throne today, dear God. Use me today, dear God, as you have been telling me. Use me today, dear God, as I have been asking you. Use me today, dear God, to be your word, to be your vessel, to be your mouthpiece to this body of believers. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Lord, I will be your voice. Bless this church and bless this word today. In the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. If ever the people had needs, it's now. If ever there was a time we needed to trust in the Lord for our needs, it's now. Hallelujah. God made a promise to man. God's made promises to us. The first promise we record in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 13. He said, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. God gave his signature to us the first time right then.
Yes, he did.
And the rainbow represents God's signature. It does not represent that mess that's going on with the LBGTXYZ community. They have tried to take it and pervert it. But somebody pointed out to me that the rainbow they use is not a seven-color rainbow. It's six. The number of man. Amen. Now when I saw that vision of the prism, God spoke to me and said the seven colors coming out of that prism are the seven ministries of the church. And I thought, yeah. You know what else I thought? What are the seven ministries of this church? Lord, I need you to point it out to me. And like I said, the Lord's been using that point. God's been using that vision to speak to me over and over and over in the past few weeks. And I'm going to tell you something, saints. Your pastor's broke free. Your pastor's been cut loose. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody count. Number one. Say it with me. Number one. Salvation. Number two. Sanctification. Number three. Holy Ghost baptism. Number four. Healing. Number five. Deliverance. Number six. Miracles. Number seven. Benevolence. Those are the seven ministries that the Lord... I asked him, I said, Lord, you need to show these to me. And he listed them off just like that.
Thank you, Lord.
And I counted them, and you know what?
Seven.
There were seven.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise your name, Jesus.
The anointing of these seven ministries are here in this church. And God told me that he's anointing people in this house for each of these seven ministries. Oh, wait a minute now. I need y'all to get a hold of something. This is not about your pastor right here. These seven ministries are not about your pastor. These seven ministries are about you. They're about you stepping into these leaderships. They're about you stepping up into these ministries. Y'all ain't getting a hold of this. You know what? It's in Pentecostal churches of old time, when I was growing up, if you'd have heard preaching like that right there, there'd been folks standing and dancing and shouting because they'd have been, oh, come on, somebody. It's time. I'm getting ready to see you broke free of the grips that's on you. I'm proclaiming victory over you, that you're going to be let loose, that you're going to be set free, that the bondages around your worship, the bondages around your praise, the bondages around your Pentecostal heritages are getting broken. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And when these ministries, when the Lord enlightens you, and the Lord will enlighten you, somebody's just now realizing you're getting ready to have a breakthrough. Somebody sitting in here right now, you just started thinking, oh, that pastor's preaching about real service to God. That pastor's preaching about living the Word. It might be that I get set free. It might be that I'm fixing to receive of the Lord something I've been wanting for a while. Yes, that's what it means. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
The Lord has convicted my heart. I've been praying. I've told you all about some of the things I've got in my prayer list that I pray. And a lot of the things that I pray in my prayer list, I'm going through now and I've checked off over the past few years. I've been checking them off that I watched God do them.
Yeah.
Watch God do them. I watched God do them.
Thank you, Lord.
Pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And some of y'all are fixing to think, well, he's mighty full of himself when I read you this next thing that I pray. But if you look at it from my point of view, you won't think so.
Right.
On those prayers, I am praying, Lord, I need you to change me. Lord, I need you to make me a better preacher. I don't want to be a better preacher so I can show off.
Come on now.
I want to be a better preacher so I can minister to you.
Right.
Oh, the preacher teachers tell me I ain't supposed to point my finger. But I'm pointing my finger at you because I want to minister to you. I want to minister to you better. And I pray every night, dear Lord, make me a better preacher. This next thing, some of y'all might think I'm getting too proud of myself. But when you look at it from my point of view, you won't think so. And I say to the Lord, Lord, make me the most anointed man on the planet. And give me the wisdom to put it to its best use. Sure. I'm going to tell you something now. I might not be the most anointed man on the planet, but I keep stepping just a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper into it. It might be that before my feet leave this earth, I'm going to find myself in that way. But I'm telling you this, the anointing that God's placing on me, he's opening it up in front of me and telling me how to use it. He's giving me the wisdom to see how it's put to its best use. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me tell you with that, changes are coming. Changes are coming to the services. This morning service was changed. Not by design. Well, it was by design, but it wasn't ours. The devil tried to make the design. But what did God do with it? God turned it around. Amen. More changes are coming. You ain't going to recognize things. Let me tell you something now. Change makes people uncomfortable. People get upset. I love you, Bob, but I started mentioning some of these changes the other night, and Bob started grumbling. He can grumble, but he won't grumble long. Because when the effects of these changes start taking place, you're going to watch Bob dancing across the altar. Hallelujah! Glory to God. You're going to watch the blessings of God fall on Bob. Anybody else wants to grumble about these changes? You grumble just a little while. But you keep it to yourself. Because they're coming. because the Lord told me to do it. And I love y'all, but if the Lord tells me to do it, you ain't changing my mind. Because I will listen to God before I listen to you. I will listen to God before I listen to Sister Renee. I will listen to God before I listen to Papaw's Precious. Come on, somebody. Now, Papaw's Precious has got me wrapped around her little finger, and she knows it. But she ain't got me wrapped no tighter than God does. Changes are coming. Changes make people uncomfortable. Changes shake people up. We need to be shaken. We need to be shook up off our seat. Somebody stand up and praise God. Somebody just stand up and praise God. I wanted to prove that it could be done. I wanted to see that and show you that it could be done. You could get up off your seat and give God praise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout praise God. Somebody shout glory. I wanted to prove to you that it can be done. You're in a Pentecostal church. That's what we about. Praise be unto God. You can praise Him as long as you want to. You can stand there the whole service if you want to. You can sit down if you want to. But I'm going to be obedient to the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, He needs to be obedient. And I need to be obedient. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I preached 2 weeks ago that we need to be shaken. Y'all remember that message that night? We need to be shaken and stirred. You can sit down if you want to. Hallelujah. We need to be shaken and stirred. We need to be broken out of. We need to be broken out of our comfort zone. Because in our comfort zone, we're going to be rocked to sleep in Zion. Now, that prism vision, I had no idea what the seven ministries were, but conviction set in my heart. God convicted my heart because I have been following a program. I followed a program that worked, but I followed it too long. And now He has broken me up. He has broken me up. And hello, hard hearts. Y'all fitting to get cracked up too. And when you get cracked up, you fixing to experience the glory. You're going to be under the spout where the glory comes out. You're going to start seeing Pentecost wake up in you that's going to sleep. The Lord convicted me about those seven ministries. And He let me know that I have become trapped in trivialities. When I didn't need to be moving under the anointing. I need to be moving under the supernatural. Come on, somebody. I need to break free of those trivialities. The Lord began dealing with me Sunday night, May 7th, on the way home from church. And He has told me repeatedly that as a man of God, what I speak comes into existence. And that I need to start speaking life. I need to start speaking blessing. Blessing over y'all. Hallelujah. Redemption over y'all. Hallelujah. Breakthrough over y'all. Glory to God. Deliverance over y'all. There's going to be a deliverance service tonight. Glory. I'm telling you, the power of God and His fire has lit this pastor up. And I will no longer wallow in mediocrity or tread water in the mundane. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to be more involved in the prophetic. And I'm going to prove and declare the glory of the Lord in this church. As He leads me to do, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to walk in that anointing. And I'm going to fulfill that call of the seven ministries that he's called this church unto. And so are you. Change is coming. You could be changed and you could be left behind. You could be changed and you could fall by the wayside. But change is coming to the Haven of Hope Church. We fix to get shook up. What does that mean to this church? What does it mean to you? It means that we, somebody needs to hear this. Y'all need to be paying attention to this. Y'all need to be listening. That means that we are getting ready to be marching into victory. We're getting ready to be marching into the anointing. Hallelujah. Glory. We're going to be marching into the blessings of the Lord. Somebody say praise God. Somebody say, I receive that, Pastor. I receive that, Pastor. Hallelujah. It means that you say me. Say
I
can have faith that
my needs are going to be met.
You hear me? Y'all ain't going to have to wallow in the misery of what the devil's bringing against you no more, because y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. There's a new anointing coming upon this place. There's a new anointing falling in, because the devil has played with us long enough. And God has told me he's getting ready to break us out. The clamps and the claws that have been holding this church down have been broken free. Somebody say praise the Lord. Your needs will be met. You'll be set free. When you come to this church and you're faithful to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Say this with me. If you remain faithful to me,
I will remain faithful to you.
That is a word from the Lord that he gave us the third year that I was here. And I repeated that every couple of months to this church. I have stopped in recent years, only because I didn't have it coming from the Lord. But today he said for me to tell you, this is coming from God. If you remain faithful to me, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful unto you. Somebody stand up and glorify God. Hallelujah. If you want to walk into that anointing with me, I want you to come down here to this altar right now. Hallelujah. And I want you to give yourself back to God. I want you to give yourself back to him. Hallelujah.
We got one other thing. I'm going to try to do this myself, since we ain't got no kids out there to do it. But I'm a kid in the heart, and you know that.
Amen.
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, Lord, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're
the Son of God.
And I know you died on the cross for our sins.
No, you died on the cross for our sins.
But you were raised again on the third day.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and save me, Jesus.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Make me a new Christian.
And punch the devil in the face.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.